The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
In select cities across the U.S.
and select cubicles around the world at dndradioempire.com.
It's the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Please help yourself to anything in my cornhole.
Let me see you do that in a while, Petey.
I hadn't heard that one.
I know, I forgot. I was digging through the cornhole sound effects.
That's know, nice.
Greg Warren and Leah Remini. Greg Warren in the studio, Leah Remini on the phone. Got a new series out about Scientology.
Is that on A&E?
Yes, it is. It's very good. I saw the first one. The only one so far, Puss said that was your original one. We're tweeting. It's Tanline Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. A bunch of other stuff on there, too. And Facebook and broadcast and podcasts and iTunes, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Craig Evans in the house.
Yes, this is, let's see here. Tomato and winter squash month.
All right.
Yeah, because it would be stupid to have winter squash in, say, the middle of June.
I didn't know there was two different kinds of squashes.
It's kind of stupid to have tomato in the middle of
Yeah, they ain't tomato December. Season at all, man.
Yeah well, where it's warm it is.
Well.
Still not.
Can't celebrate that here.
No. You can't go out and pick a tomato out here. All the gardens are frozen.
Bring them inside.
Yeah. Hmm. Hydroponic
tomatoes.
Right. Yes. Indoor tomatoes. Yeah. Next to a big, somebody sent me a picture yesterday. They grew, it looked like a Christmas tree. It was a 7 foot tall marijuana plant.
Man, was in this state?
No, it was in Colorado.
Okay, call Ricketts, man. No weeds allowed in this state. Or Brownback in Kansas. No weed.
I'm telling you.
Unless it can kill prisoners. If you can use weed in the death penalty, we'll use that.
Yeah, if you could put them in some kind of weed smoke chamber.
Yeah, and just smoked himself to death.
Kill him somehow.
Yeah.
Might take a while.
Yeah.
Long time. Might take a few weeks.
He's been in there 30 years.
He died of natural causes.
The first non-government company to get approval to land on the moon. Says it should be ready to send people there by 2026.
Is this Musk?
This is Moon Express.
Not SpaceX?
No. No.
They're going to Mars.
Oh, that's right.
And you know where I'm going?
Yes.
Straight?
Straight.
Directly?
To Uranus. I won that contract.
Moon Express says they plan to charge space tourists about $10,000 per person for the trip to the moon.
You get to stop and land and then come back?
Because
$10,000 isn't much.
So that
must be out just to go out and just spin around and look at it.
They expect to land a robotic rover on the moon.
Oh, okay.
Sometime within the next year.
But what about the tourist part?
Yeah.
You'll be able to stay in a hotel in orbit above Earth.
I was going to say, you're not.
And I don't know about them dropping you off
on
the moon
for a while. You're not touching the moon. No.
Yeah.
That's not enough.
Are you even getting close to the moon?
Oh, yeah. You're getting close.
Closer than we are.
Which, you know, you're closer than we are.
That's true.
You're just orbiting the Earth.
That's a good point, Craig, or just a point.
You're not actually going to the moon.
I don't know exactly what they're doing, but hell yes, they're going to the freaking moon.
They're going to the moon?
Yeah. You can drive around the moon.
Oh, you get to drive around the moon?
Well, I mean,
fly around the moon. Okay. Look at it closely for $10,000.
But you can't.
A lot of space freaks will do that.
Want to get a rover on the moon next year. They want to get down. They want to make it to where you can get down and drive around on the moon.
And that would probably cost.
Maybe not in 2026.
No, but that would probably that would cost more than $10,000.
But yes, probably. Eventually,
yeah. Baby steps.
Yeah,
very cool, man.
Yeah, because Petey and I want to golf on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
See.
Ah, boy. You would need a very good golf cart.
Right.
And Petey might have to wear shoes.
That's true. That's true.
I'm out, Todd. I'm out. Sorry.
Yeah, there's no grass.
Yeah.
Also, there's there's no gravity.
Yeah, no, there is some gravity.
Okay, yeah. Some, but, you know, we could hit 500-yard drives.
Yeah.
At least.
Good luck finding
but,
a ball.
I mean, yeah, then you would need a damn good cart to go find them.
Oh, yeah, you'd need some good four caddies, too, to go 500,000 yards ahead if you're going to hit drives like that.
Yeah, but I think those booties on the spacesuits are kind of key to keeping things all sealed up.
Right.
So
yeah, she...
That's gonna interfere with Petey's game.
Yeah. You can wear the space boots like those stupid feet sandal thing, man. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, like the toe socks. Like
the douchebags wear those things.
They could design a special pair of shoes for you, so it feels like you're barefoot.
Have they gone away yet? You're at the gym.
Pretty much, yeah. Good, I don't see them very often anymore.
Douchebag shoes, man.
Yeah, those have kind of passed.
Yeah, good. Somebody's looking in their closet. Nah. Not bringing them back out. I was a douchebag.
Yeah, I don't see him at the gym anymore either.
No.
Well, I mean, if people honestly believed and were told that helpful for you in some sort of physical way.
Well, no, but you didn't have to have the toes. You can invent those kind of feet, those kind of padding shoes. They didn't have to have toes on them.
Makes sense.
Yeah. They just like an idiot.
Yeah.
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 I don't know if there was some benefit to it or if it was just a gimmick.
No.
I think that they thought there was, and it turns out that there wasn't.
Right. It was just kind of gimmicky.
Yeah. Now,
it's like Fred Flintstone feet walking around. You look like a dumbass.
So, and I know this is treading over old ground, but did people have to go buy these different socks, or did they just go sockless?
I think you were supposed to wear them barefoot. Like, socks.
Yeah.
As I understood. Because that wouldn't work with socks unless you have toe socks,
and which only cute girls can wear those.
Yeah, those only
come
in rainbow.
Colorful,
colorful. Cute girls can wear those. Wow. We couldn't.
Puss could wear them too. He could pull off.
Old Pocket could probably put those on.
Yeah,
large toe socks.
Yeah. That's his new nickname now.
Pocket.
Yeah.
Old Pocket.
Right. Instead of big, he's gone from
the
big
old pocket
to pocket because he doesn't have enough nicknames.
Yeah.
Big H.
Oh, I forgot about Hermo. Yeah, jeez, you're right. Too many nicknames.
The old pocket.
Yeah.
I like that one. I do.
Seems to be a hit with everybody but one guy in this room.
And he's in the other room.
Bob Dylan.
He's just sending a speech, right?
He is sending a speech.
Yeah.
Someone else to ring.
How do you pronounce it? How do you spell that, by the way? Because he has to say that in a speech. How do you spell what you just said? How do you spell it? Do it again.
Ring.
Yeah, it's like an H-E-E-H or something like that.
So he's going to write a speech that someone else is going to read for the Nobel Prize ceremony.
Well, maybe two broke up to
read
it.
And here's what we'll do. We'll get a hold of a transcript of that speech. And you can read it like Bob Dylan would read it.
Here's the problem. I'm not hating on Bob Dylan here in this situation. He didn't ask for this. And now he's taking all this crap because, please come, show up, do this, do that.
Well, the ceremony's Saturday.
I know. He ain't gone. He didn't care.
And he just found out last month.
I know.
Now, if you have a real schedule.
And he does. I guarantee he is. He ain't picking up the kids at school, but he does have a schedule. It's probably touring. He does do things.
Yes, he has a schedule.
Right. Busier than ours, I guarantee it.
Yeah, and to say, well, we're going to need you next month.
No.
He can't just do that.
No.
However, everyone else in the world does just show up on Saturday when the Nobel Prize committee tells you to.
But you know what, though? A lot of those Nobel Prize people are not famous to begin with. They're like some scientists. They want it.
They're grateful to get a vacation.
And they're just it's really cool to them. This is a guy that just, really?
I get another award?
That was my lyrics.
It's a lot like when Obama wants James Harrison to come to the White House.
Yeah.
That guy's got stuff to do.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
Patti Smith is going to be there. She's going to sing a Dylan song for Bob Dylan. She's going to sing A Hard Rain's A Gonna Fall.
Oh, that'd be cool.
But Bob ain't going to make it.
No.
All right. 9.5-toed Luke is joining us.
I just wanted to call and say thank you for changing the subject. All the toe talk was making me tear up a little bit.
I bet you hated those shoes when you saw those things, man.
Just still a little sensitive, and I couldn't even fit in them anyway if I had a pair. So just not really, no.
Really, but, I think he had 10 toes when those things were big.
And I would think you could have someone custom make a 9.5 toed pair of shoes for you.
Hey, hey, Todd, really, would I want that?
No.
Why not?
No, it looks stupid.
Why not?
Would I really want that?
It would look stupid, man.
We'd like to think you would.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, Craig, shut up. All right, boys. Have a good one. Go Raiders.
Raiders. Looking good, man.
It'd be a great place to keep your stash in the half toe.
Well, you're right. They would look in that.
Yeah.
You could fill that big toe with something.
Once again, stash.
Are toe shoes the shoes of MMA fighters?
They don't fight with them. No, they fight barefoot.
They're barefoot.
They fight barefoot.
That's what I thought. Man. Sometimes I get some bad information on the email.
Really?
What?
I know. I hear you typing back, too. I don't know why you do that. Unless it's a good email. Don't even type back.
People, I have questions.
I know you do, but people are idiots.
You have to deal with that part.
Sure. Sometimes.
Are you telling me you want no idiots listening to the show?
I want all idiots listening to the show.
Yeah. So do I.
But I don't want to type back, you're an idiot, because they get offended by that. Mm-hmm. So I just don't type back at all.
Oh, I don't.
Okay.
But you, I would. You can't resist.
Yeah, I can't.
That's your reflex.
Right, so I don't type back anything.
Idiot, F you. You know, I try to actually have a little civil discourse with these people.
Yeah.
And I know, most
of the time it's worthless. Sometimes you get through to some. Most of the time you are just barking against the wall.
True.
You know, even that's if that's even a term.
But I'm making an effort. I'm trying to be. We have to have one diplomat in the room.
Yeah, it's you. That's funny. If anybody that knows you, that's even funnier.
That is funny.
Should I just stop trying then?
No. Because you hit people with facts and they just go rah rah back and then you get nothing. I know you do that.
Because we're not.
We're in a post truth world.
We're
in a post truth world. I know what you're doing right now. You're doing this healthcare stuff. The bottom line is people need healthcare. We're the only civilized country in the world that doesn't supply healthcare for our citizens. That is not good. That is wrong.
Okay, what I wish I could do.
But we're the best.
And this is where we need Dr. Mina's help. All these people who complain that, my premiums went up.
It's called insurance companies making money and your company. So, my premiums always go up.
Right. I asked them.
Before Obamacare, they were going up.
Do you have Obamacare or do you have employer insurance? Right. And every one of them has employer insurance. Okay. So is it Obamacare's fault that their premiums are going up?
I don't care. No. And if it is a couple bucks... It's your fellow man, and the insurance companies are passing it along to you. It's their fault, not you know.
Tell me the last time you've signed up for your insurance program at work and
it's cheaper.
It got cheaper. Oh, my God, it's half price this year. No, right. That doesn't happen.
No.
It's funny how prices on things go up every year.
You're hitting them with facts.
Yeah, people may think that
false information.
Any insurance is Obamacare.
Right,
now.
Right. They do.
And that's not the case.
No. They're the people that pull out the toe shoes.
Unless you go through the government, it's not Obamacare. It's your employer's insurance. Right. And you got to pay whatever they say. It's not like you got a choice.
No.
It's not like you and I can go insurance shopping. We go with the one that the company picks.
Yeah.
And I would guess the rates that people pay, I'm not signed up. I paid the penalty last year, but look into it again, are about the same as what anyone pays at their standard workforce.
Yeah. See, job. I don't know. I don't know for sure.
Well, I'm telling you from last
year.
It is. Like, it is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you from last year, it is.
Obamacare just allows people that don't have jobs to get insurance. And it's expensive. Anyway.
Right. Ask Petey. Yeah. He's actually shopped.
Yeah. But there's
And I had punted on it last year, too. I just paid the penalty because I had $700. I didn't have the $2,400 it would have cost.
See, what would have happened had you gotten sick? You're bankrupt?
Well, I pretty much am anyways, Todd, so.
Not a whole lot, apparently.
That's blood from a stone right there, man.
Yeah. I don't know. Hopefully I don't have to worry about that. Knock on wood. Yeah.
But a lot of people do end up having to worry about that.
Yeah. That could be one.
Group of scientists says that time travel is possible.
Really?
Researchers from the University of California and Griffith University in Australia suggest parallel universes exist and affect one another. The scientists,
that's crazy. What does Jesus say about that?
The scientists call it the many interacting worlds theory. They say that all the worlds are real. They're all in the same timeline, and they interact when they bump together. The scientists say that interaction would make it possible for time travelers to visit Earth. One of the lead researchers says the new theory fits with current scientific understanding and adds a new perspective. Please ask me no questions.
I'm not asking any questions. I'm asking you. We should probably just, let's just light up some weed here and let's just get high right now and talk about this.
We'll figure that one out then. Yeah. Cue up some Floyd.
Let's
first.
Get high and talk about this because don't you think that 1,000 years from now, if we're still around, right. if the civilization still exists
in the year 2525, right,
they're going to look back at our bunch of people as so backwoods,
primitive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially our worship of false idols, religion, that kind of stuff. They're going to look back at us thinking, what were they thinking?
You can even go 100, 200 years. I think all we have to do is look back.
That's true.
All we have to do is look back.
That's a good point.
Slice that in half looking forward.
There are going to be so many non-believers in 200 years from now compared to this now.
Yeah, because I look back at Cro-Magnon, man, and I think, God, how primitive is he?
Yeah, I'm talking about Craig's 200 years, though. He's exactly right.
Yeah. 200?
I mean,
400,000?
Yeah.
Well, and the speed of technology advancing is exponential.
Once the industrial age hit.
So,
right?
he's probably right. You're thinking 1,000, 2,000 years. It might be 100.
Yeah, this whole false idol thing. They're going, what'd you guys do? You did that?
Well, I mean,
out there.
Just think of the of the advances in the last 200 years. I don't care if you go with photography.
Right.
You know, anything like that.
Stuff that's happened with us within 30 years.
Yes, right. All those things. Right. The smartphones and whatnot. Out of Plano, Texas.
You just got to watch there's a Star Trek episode, two or three of them about parallel universes. That's all the education I need.
That's good enough. Probably help you understand it as well as anything.
Yeah, well, one universe has the good Kirk and the other one has the bad Kirk.
Do we exist in other universes, though?
Well, bizarro us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think we are bizarro us, and there's somebody normal us on the other side.
I don't like that guy.
Bunch of cubicle workers.
Normal Todd like and Tyler, guy. Craig no. and Pete Eat. No.
I don't like those
and Pocket,
guys.
No. Normal Pocket, no. I ain't digging that.
We ain't hanging out.
No. I'm not hanging out with normal Tyler. He would bore the hell out of me. I would think, what are you doing, man? You bore the hell out of me.
Clean shaven, wearing a tie, right. High and tight haircut.
Nope, that guy.
Never hung over.
That
CPA.
No, I hate that guy. I don't want to ever run into that bizarro. I know we are bizarro guys, that's right.
Yeah, we don't want to run into the normal.
If you are that, that's fine. It's just not the path that we chose.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious.
A little too late
to alter that path.
Plano, Texas senior high school student is facing charges for sexually assaulting one of her students and sending the nude photos of herself to him.
Okay, is she, what is she, Craig?
She's all right.
Okay, you do her, she's 17?
What?
Or is she not hideous?
No, she's not hideous. If I remember correctly, she's not hideous.
Okay.
What she looked like. Hideous.
Oh, no, that's hideous. I'm sorry. That was hideous. Hang on.
What she looked like. You would do that if you were a 17-year-old high school boy.
Oh, no, that's not it. Like. Hang on. You said not hideous.
What she looked like. Bitch, she's not hideous.
What she looked like. These slow jams are so different from the other.
She's not hideous. She's not hideous. Hideous.
Yeah, she's not hideous. She's fine.
Don't they should? They should put.
I think that she would look better if she were smiling.
I think they should put all these chicks in one prison. Yeah. That'd be a cool prison to be a guard at, wouldn't it?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Be a lot of crazy eyes looking back at you every night.
23-year-old Elena Ferguson.
Put her up on the post on the social media.
Taught at the school for 2 months as an algebra teacher before she had to quit. Yes. It was in those 2 months that detectives say that Ferguson met a 16-year-old student in one of her classes, began an inappropriate relationship with him. He wrote his Snapchat username on a test and handed it to her, and so she Snapchatted him up. The two met up and knocked him out on a park bench. A couple weeks later, she reportedly assaulted him again at an apartment that belonged to her fiancé, who was out of town.
Feel bad for that guy.
They knocked him out at the apartment several times. She provided him with alcohol. The detective who wrote the arrest warrant noted that Elena told the teen that she knew it was not the right thing to do, but it felt right at the time.
It always does, doesn't it, Craig?
If, you know, don't want to be right. You know, loving you is wrong.
Loving you on the park bench is wrong.
If going to 16-year-old boy is wrong.
Tyler doesn't want to be right.
Pocket doesn't want to be right.
Oh, Pocket doesn't want to be right. She said she was going to break it off with her fiancé because she didn't feel anything with him.
Yeah, because, what was he, 24?
The arrest warrant says the last time the two knocks him out was in early November in the back of the kid's pickup truck after a football game.
I want to know the end game. I understand these women are thinking sex. I get it. But what is their end game? They're idiots. You just got to say no and go to the college and find some 18-year-old kid.
One student said, friend of mine told me he heard from his friend, and his friend knew the guy who had relations with his teacher, so everybody knew about it.
Oh, yeah, because friends talk.
And the wedding has been called off.
Oh, damn.
With Elena Ferguson and her
husband. And she's probably in jail, right?
I've never heard a really good psychological analysis of these people.
I don't know. It's sad. It really is. Because a lot of these girls' lives are ruined because they do go to jail. A lot of them do go to jail.
Yeah, I mean, is it the forbidden fruit? Is that what attracts them?
I think it's probably, I don't know.
You know, because she had a perfectly young fiance at home.
Yeah, it's probably in decent shape, just like a 16-year-old boy.
Yeah. But then, has to go bang a young boy on a park bench.
I always feel bad for these dudes, man. The fiancés or the husbands, you know.
Well, they shouldn't
Especially when these women are like 30s and their 40s. They're going to feel bad because their woman chose a high school kid over them, you know. But she's not hideous, right?
Not hideous.
Her picture's up.
On the social
her
media.
Her picture's up. Not hideous.
Right.
Probably pretty good looking if she was smiling.
They might do it, too, just to get on a lot of Facebook pages.
That could be. Put your Instagram in. Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. Write a note in your teachers. Most teachers probably get that and say, shut up.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.